In a short release earlier this week, Dale Sukleski announced that he was retiring from his position as executive director of the Homeless Alliance of Western New York. The move prompted a discussion about his 11 years with the Homeless Alliance and a look at homelessness in the region. The typical face of a homeless individual is anything but typical. Sukleski says, yes, many are older males, though single mothers are surprisingly prevalent. 25% of the homeless population are children.
We have a slogan here at the Homeless Alliance that the solution to homelessness is a home. And there's a serious deficit of the number of apartments available for those at the lowest income levels. And that's probably the biggest need for homelessness and just poverty in general right now.
The eviction moratorium, Sukleski believes, has kept more families from being sent to the streets, at least for the time being, and fear of COVID-19 has kept some from seeking help in shelters and other group settings. The pandemic has once again highlighted the need for more housing, which Sukleski says has been a consistent theme throughout his time at the Homeless Alliance.
A lot of things have changed, just more like federal regulation-wise and guidances. A lot of people complain about federal regulations, but HUD is going in the right direction, and they have been for a long time when it comes to they're forcing communities to prioritize those most in need. And those are the chronically homeless. They've prioritized those with the longest episodes of homelessness, and we've been able to reallocate about 35% of our $15 million HUD grant to help that population. There's been a decrease in the street homelessness, those living outside.
Before his time at the Homeless Alliance of Western New York, Dale Sukleski spent over 30 years working in City Hall, including nearly a decade on the Common Council. Now it's time to push away, spend time with grandchildren, allow new ideas to take over. But before departing, he imparts one important lesson about those who are homeless.
The first thing I tell people is don't judge other people. You don't know what their circumstances are that led them to this situation. Usually people that are homeless have suffered significant trauma in their lives, and they don't have the family support that other people may have. And there's always a problem is that when you try and open a facility for people with needs, whether it's developmentally disabled or homeless or transitional housing, neighbors get upset and their fears take over. There's nothing to be afraid of. Some people need more services, and there's some good agencies out there that are providing those services.
There are success stories here, it sounds like. Homelessness is really just a temporary state of life.
Yes. The housing first concept, where you take someone that's living on the street, give them an apartment with support services and a case manager to help them maintain their housing, they're like 95% successful.
Well, Dale Sukleski, I really do appreciate your time. Congratulations on your impending retirement, and thanks for joining us on WBFO.
Thank you, Jay.